Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, book lovers. My name is Em, and I want to talk about books and cats. Hey, book lovers, welcome back. I missed last week's episode for a lot of reasons, mainly because I have been totally focused on writing lately, and I've been doing this long enough to know that when that happens, you ride that wave. And honestly, I am thrilled that I did. I've written 5 short stories, all of which I'm pretty happy with, and one of them I am very happy with. I'm always looking for flaws in my work, and I tend to not give myself praise, but I really am feeling good about these. Now for the daunting task of editing. I really cannot wait to release them. Speaking of releases, my novella, Catching Cats, is now available on Audible. I covered this in a Storytime season, but if you missed it, or if you want to listen to it uninterrupted, you can now find it on Audible, Amazon, and iTunes. I've also got 2 others on there, Super Jim, and then Feelers, which was under a pen name, Mosey Fair, but I am working to switch it so it might be under my name. So Feelers and Super Jim and Catching Cats. Okay, I think that's everything about my books, so let's talk about some other ones. This first book was a suggestion from Andy. He has a new job this year, and it has an hour-long commute, and he has just been tearing through audiobooks. And I'm psyched for referrals, honestly. This one was a big win. I want to talk about The Hike by Susie Holliday. So as I said, I really enjoyed this one. There were a lot of twists and turns. I listened to the audiobook, and the narrator was pretty good. So if you're more of an audiobook person, this one is definitely worth it. The story is told in the past and the present. It begins in the present. There are 2 people waiting at a closed police station. They are battered and exhausted, but they are also not identified by name at this point. So we know there are 2 survivors. Then we get into the past. Kat, her husband Paul, her little sister Ginny, and Ginny's husband Marcus are going on a hiking trip. It's Kat's idea, though Marcus helped with the planning. Ginny is not thrilled about it. She hates hiking, and she would rather be working on her immaculate Instagram account. And Kat's husband, Paul, is more humble and willing to do whatever Kat wants because he's in the doghouse, like, big time. So the story circles around these 4, and Kat is our main focus. She has a plan for this trip. Something that is going to blow up everyone's lives, but especially Ginny's. Kat has spent her whole life accommodating everyone and allowing them to just walk all over her. And she's found out some things recently that have made her finally hit her limit. We get to know more about the quartet through flashbacks that happened during their hike. On top of everyone's personal problems, there are also issues with the hike itself. They meet some hikers when they start out who warn them against taking the trail they had planned on because of loose ground and rock slides. Marcus gets all alpha and insists that they continue. He has the only map, and they thought it would be fun to leave their phones in the car. Smart. He finds a shortcut, and I bet you can guess how it goes from there. They get lost, and the arguing begins. The tensions rise. It takes so much longer than they had planned, and everyone is starving because Ginny ate most of the food that they brought for fueling themselves during this hike. There is a restaurant at the midpoint, and they do finally reach it. Everyone is drinking beers and eating ravenously, but they are not alone in the restaurant, and someone is watching them. Someone that may follow them back out onto the trail. These 4 have a lot going on. There's money issues, infidelity, relationship problems in every possible way. It's a lot. But it's easy to follow, and it does mostly keep you guessing. And honestly, the end is pretty excellent. Because the story doesn't end when two of them reach the police station. And honestly, it's just a really satisfying ending. I don't want to get into any more details, but this is an excellent read, and I would definitely recommend The Hike by Susie Holliday. Sometimes the danger is out in the mountains, but sometimes it could be in your own backyard. I've got another book I want to discuss, but I need to take a quick break. And then I will be back to talk about Stephen King's newest novel, Fairy Tale. Be right back. Hey, book lovers. As you know, I am a big proponent of taking care of your mental health. There is nothing that's more important, which is why I'm happy to be working with GTF Outside. Not only do they make good quality and good-looking clothes for outdoor adventures, but they are also focused on the benefits that being outside has on mental health. Plus, their logos include mountains and bears, two of my favorites. I actually just got some new joggers for my winter running, and they have a little bear on the pocket. They're so cute and so comfy. So get yourself some gear and make sure you get outside. You can check out their link in the show notes, and if you use the code M10, you get 10% off. That's EM10 for 10% off your order. GTF Outside, and take care of yourself. Welcome back, book lovers. I've got another book to talk about today, so let's get into Fairy Tale by Stephen King. So I was definitely waiting for this one as soon as it was announced. I love Stephen King's fantasy work, and I'm a huge fan of fairy tales and pretty much anything that is adapted from a fairy tale. I will admit that I did have to suspend my disbelief for a little bit in the beginning of this book. The main character, Charlie, is supposed to be a modern-day teenager, and I have found that King has a very definite style of writing, and his teenagers never seem to progress past the 80s. But otherwise, this book was definitely my kind of read. There's a storybook element to it, and it's definitely more like the more grim and gruesome original fairy tales. Honestly, I should do a whole episode just on original fairy tales, because those stories are wild. Anyway, this book is great. Charlie is a normal teen who one day hears a strange sound and a dog barking, and he finds his neighbor in his yard. His elderly neighbor has broken his leg, and his dog is at his side. The neighbor is grouchy, and his dog has always seemed massive and mean. They both have kind of a reputation in the neighborhood. But now the dog is shrunken and obviously old and sick, and honestly, her owner is not much better off. Charlie calls the ambulance, and he saves the man. He offers to take care of the dog, and then when he has to stay in the hospital, Charlie offers to take care of the house, too. While he's cleaning the place up, he discovers a shed in the backyard. It is locked, but he hears an odd noise coming from behind the door. He soon discovers the old man's secret and a whole different world, full of danger and just waiting for a hero. I really don't know how much more I can get into without spoilers for this one, but it really is a fantastic book. It mixes Stephen King's mind with fairy tales and the modern day really beautifully. It's so good. So that's all for this double book episode. If you're interested in listening to audiobooks of my novella Catching Cats or my novels Super Jim and Feelers, please check them out and leave a review. I would greatly appreciate it. They are available on Audible, Amazon, and iTunes. My weekly writing project will not be back until next season. I just have too many other projects going on at the moment, and the holidays are coming, which is my favorite. So I'm just going to wait until then, but it will continue. Also, I am compiling my top reads for the whole year, and I would love to hear from you all. Send me your favorite books that you read in 2022, and I will add them to my end of the year special episode. Thanks so much for listening, book lovers. Take care of yourselves, get outside, and until next time, keep reading.